2, 1, begin transmission.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1163.
And it does not take a scientist, rocket or otherwise, to realize that 753 is 357 backwards, either of which numbers are incorrect if we're talking about the time. So let's talk about the time. What time is it? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, and it also just coincidentally happens to be the time at which I'm starting to drink tea today. The first tea of the day. And it's almost too hot to drink. No, almost about it. It is actually too hot to drink. So, while we wait for it to cool down a little bit, why don't we listen to some numbers? Everybody loves random numbers. So we will consult our favorite numbers lady and ask her, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 518, 534, 545, 775. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. We're so glad that you could provide the numbers for us. Oh boy, yeah. All right, so where are we at here? What's happening? What's going on? What is the dilly-yo? I feel like I just woke up because I kind of did. Kind of. Because what happened? Well, I woke up naturally this morning. It was great. Meaning that, nothing woke me up. I just awoke because my body thought it was time to awaken. Hooray. And then I thought, this is great. I'm getting lots of good rest. Maybe I'll, go back to sleep for a little bit longer to see what happens and maybe get more rest. And yeah, I was sort of laying there when all of a sudden, wham, 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 pounding on my door. What is wrong with these barbarians? I clearly have a doorbell. You can just ring the doorbell. We don't need to... Needless to say, I did not answer my door. I don't want your viruses. So I looked outside and there's this big white van that's got a phone company name on it. And I laughed to myself and said, oh no, oh my god, it's the phone cops. They're finally caught me. No. Tea is still too hot. The tea is still too hot. So I don't know why the phone company was pounding on my front door. This was at, 11 o'clock? Local time, about 45 minutes ago. Yes, can you believe it? I actually woke up in the AM, the local AM. I don't know if I'm proud of myself or just disgusted. And why is the phone company pounding on my door? I don't use their services. Maybe they're just trying to give me some diseases. I don't know. Speaking of catching diseases, I have to decide whether or not I want to go outside today. Because even though I went to the store a few days ago and I have plenty of food to last me another week or more, I didn't get any maple syrup the last time I was there because they didn't have any. Yeah, that's the great shortage that we're facing here. We got plenty of toilet paper. We got plenty of everything, except of maple syrup, apparently, because where I live, when we have a pandemic, or a nuclear war, or any post-apocalyptic type of event, what do we run out of? What's our main shortage? That's right. It's not petroleum. It's not crude oil. It's not gasoline. It is, of course, maple syrup. Does this make any kind of sense? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm still trying to drink this tea that's way too hot. And it is the cheap, junky stuff. Why do I keep drinking this? I know that's what you're asking yourself, along with me. Why do I keep drinking this? It's not any good. Oh, yeah, I did actually buy a couple, or how many? I think I just bought one. I did actually buy one more box of this stuff. Only because I'm not sure when my next shipment of Dahong Pao is coming. We've discussed it. It's sometime in another month or 6 weeks or something. That's what I should do. I really should go to the other store, see what they got, buy up the rest of it, and then go from there. Maybe I should do that today. You know, if I'm gonna go out and risk my life because, you know, everybody needs to catch virus, maybe I'll just go tea shopping. Is that what needs to happen today? Is that something that... Yeah, I'm kind of thinking maybe that's the direction my day is heading. Oh, what do I want to do? What do I feel like eating? I don't know. This is what I do. This is what I do every day. I wake up and I try to generate some interest in food and tea. Oh, I wish I could just live on tea. I wish I could stop eating food altogether and just be able to live on tea. That would be a good life for me. I'm very tired of eating. I mean, just in general. Don't get me wrong. I still like food. And there are foods that I want to eat. And I think, oh, that would be delicious. I would like to eat that. But for some reason, it's just becoming more and more of a pain in the neck to eat. Does this make any sense? Are these the blitherings of a madman? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Other than, I am in some kind of strange mood today. I was hoping I'd be able to go outside, but once again, it is fairly cool. It's not exactly cold. It's like 42 degrees, depending on which thermometer on my house you believe. One is in the sun, one is in the shade. And that would kind of be tolerable, except that it's extremely windy. We have winds of 15 to 18 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 or something. My trees in the backyard are bending over sideways. So we've got some good wind chill factor today and big wind. So we can't go outside. It's very sunny, though, so it's deceptive. I guess we just gotta wait for normal springtime weather to come back so I can get back to having my regular normal life instead of being bored to death sitting around on my living room floor drinking tea that is too hot and complaining about my hip. That's right, I forgot to complain about my hip/leg today. Although it's not bothering me too much this morning. When I got up, I was dreading getting up. I did not want to get up off the floor thinking, great, my leg's going to start to hurt and blah, blah, but no. And I came to a realization about this last night. This is not At first I thought maybe this was some kind of pulled tendon or some weird thing like that, but no, I think it's just musculature because the pain is moving. It is shifting, it's moving around to the side of my leg and down and having funny muscle spasms and thinking bugs are walking over my toe every time I stand up. I have to look down and go, is there a bug on my toe? No, it's just a weird muscle spasm in my toe that makes it feel like there's a bug crawling on me. It's really odd. It's a very strange kind of situation, but it kind of makes me laugh. It kind of makes me laugh. It's still a little bit too hot. But he keeps drinking it anyway. Are you a glutton for punishment? Maybe so. Maybe so. So that's what I'm doing. I'm also thinking about music. I've been thinking about music for a little while. And I don't know what kind of music I want to listen to. Yesterday I wanted to listen to something, and then I sort of got away from that, and I thought, oh, this will be a great idea for tomorrow. Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, I forgot all about it. I really should write some of these things down, but is it that important? No. Plus, I think it takes away from the spontaneous nature of the Dubious Goals Committee. I don't like to plan things out. I like to make things up as I go along. I don't even know what I want to hear today. Oh, maybe we need to just start off with some Vina or something. Just something kind of whatever to get me to figure out what it is that I need to do here. Well, this seems pleasant. Are we gonna play this Vina, or are we just gonna listen to the backing track? I'm getting further and further confused. Go. Okay, interesting, but not the high energy thing that I thought I needed today. Thank you. Okay, well, no. I need something a little more energetic. I need some music that comes from a little bit further west of what we just listening to, and I think I know what's up. And so should you. You should be thinking, hey, Tobe, let's go to the Bankra. Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree. And I'm trying to think of that song. Remember that Ranjit Bawa song? What was that called? We gotta play that. It was called, It was, I remember. Heavyweight Bankra. Yes. I need it.
Regarding the Bunty Bands and Company stage kar rahe hain Heavyweight Bhangra. Is gaane ke upar bhangra dalne ke liye dand aur baith ke dono maar.
Bhangra pauga heavyweight balli he ni hath maar ke patta de. ਭੰਗੜਾ ਪਊਗਾ ਹੈਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਹੱਥ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਪੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਓ ਚੜ ਗਈ ਜਵਾਨੀ ਵੇਖ ਅੱਗ ਵਰਗੀ ਨੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਭੰਗੜਾ ਪਊਗਾ ਹੈਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਹੱਥ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਪੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ
Love this guy. Just love this guy. Ranjit Bawa with Heavyweight Bankra. Can't get enough of this guy. This guy just looks and behaves like a guy that I need to hang out with. This is the guy who knows where the good stuff is. This is a guy who... Oh, and where does he get these awesome clothes? Well, I know what I'm doing today, and this is something you could consider doing too. Because we're all stuck indoors with nothing better to do because too many coronaviruses are trying to virus my corona, we could all learn some sweet Bankra dance moves today, and that's what I'm going to do. All you need to do is to type Bankra into your search engine. Bhangra. and pull up some videos that will teach you how to do some of these cool dance moves. That's what I'm doing today, just in case Ranjit calls me up and goes, Tobe, bring the non over and be in my new video. You need to do a dance. Like, okay, I just learned my dance moves, Ranjit. Oh, that's good. Hurry up and get over here. You're already 10 minutes late. Oh, I can't get enough. Just cannot get enough. Do we need to listen to some more Ranjit Bawa today, or should we? What should we do? Oh, I don't know. This looks like something interesting. Maybe we need to see what this is all about while my cat is making a bunch of noise. What are you doing over there? Okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, we're going to stick with the old Bankra themes right now, I think, and see what this is all about. It's called Palazzo by... the name went away, and what's happening now? Let's get this going. All right, we got some scene setting here.
Kegel.
The guys are ogling the girl. And they're cheese balls. So the girl walks away. She says, this guy, what are you laughing at?
Janab, tusi na inne sohne ban ke aaya karo. Hun main dasso kide kide naal ladda fira.
Fine. Main apna khyal rakh sakdi haan. Tu mere to dur hi rahi.
That's fine. You can sleep on the couch tonight.
Aaj main tere to poore 40 foot dur rahunga. Dekhde hain kivein hundi hai protection mere bina.
Okay, nice riff. I like the riff. Let's drop that bonker beat.
ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਨਿਤਰੀ ਦਾ ਜੇ ਤਿੰਨ ਚਾਰ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਹਲਾਕ ਕੀਤੇ ਨਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਕੀ ਪਲਾਜ਼ੋ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਨਿਕਲੀ ਦਾ ਜੇ ਤਿੰਨ ਚਾਰ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਹਲਾਕ ਕੀਤੇ ਨਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਕੀ ਪਲਾਜ਼ੋ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਨਿਕਲੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਖ ਮੁੰਡਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਚੱਲ ਤੇਰਾ ਰੂਪ ਨੀ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਨਰਮ ਜਾ ਰੱਖਦੀ ਸਲੂਕ ਨੀ
Dance battle. That was awesome. That was the song Palazzo by Kulwinder Bila and Shivjot. And that was awesome. Oh man, I'm going to be in a Bankra mood all day now. Now I got to listen to Bankra for the rest of the day. Now I got to learn some of these sweet dance moves. And then what do I need to do? I don't know. But we're going to have to... Are we going to have to listen to this one? Why is this kid in a car? What's happening here? Now I'm just entertaining myself. Why stop there? Shouldn't I just be moving to Punjab? I mean, why do I not live in Punjab? I could be producing cool music and having fun and eating delicious food and actually being able to drink some decent tea. Now I'm hungry for... What am I hungry for exactly? Not this tea. Don't get me wrong, it's okay. What I need to see right now are some dance battles. Bankra battles. That's what I need to see. Ow. Sitting on my hip this way is being weird. It's making my leg numb. This is not good. None of this is smart. Maybe we just need to have some of this music in the background because it's so awesome. Hey, wait, what happened there? There we go. I like her attitude already. That's a beautiful thing. And I love the harmoniums. That's one thing that I do not own, is a harmonium. Maybe I need to get one. Maybe I don't. I don't know. But maybe I need to get some cool turbans like these guys have. Where are they getting these awesome purple turbans? Where's the turban? You know, that's the problem with my town. There's no turban store. I've got to tie my hair up every single day. It's a pain in the neck, literally. And I can't just go out and buy a turban to wear and keep my hair under control like all my Sikh buddies here. And I've got this stupid rag on my head trying to hold my hair back. I just need some good turbans. I just need a couple of good turbans and I'll be fine. But then my cat will probably attack my head and try to climb the turban as... Because that's what cats do. Yeah, and look at, check this guy out. Where's this guy getting his clothes? Where do you get a vest like that? That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's like maroon with gold brocade thread and plaid and I don't know what you call that, but it is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Not that I'm a clothes horse or anything. I don't really care too much about clothes, but if you're going to dress up and try to look cool, you might as well, you know, look cool and not like, oh, look at me, I got a cool business suit on, the same clothes that they were wearing back in 1950, and oh, I grew up to dress up just like my grandparents, and oh, yeah, that's the. Yeah, no, that doesn't happen around here. The kind of thing that happens around here is wondering what the heck I'm going to eat for lunch. I don't know what I'm hungry for, but I'll figure it out. The one thing you need to know is that you've been listening to the Dubious Punjab Bankra Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and... I'm done. I gotta go do stuff. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.